shit. That's it, Prince Alex. Welcome to the Blue Collar Dynasty Podcast.
We're busting our backs, getting our jeans dirty, and playing next man up dynasty football. We're giving you In the Trenches Dynasty Talk every week. Please reach out to us on Instagram at Blue Collar Dynasty, where you can get sneak previews of the things to come, and on Twitter at Born Football. That's BORNE football. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. This week we are talking NFL teams we're loving, as well as week 15 starts of the week. All right. We ready? Let's get to it.
Absolutely. So in this exercise, we're both going to kind of claim whether we want to be associated with this team moving forward or not. And I'm thinking we're going to take notes here, so we can shit talk each other in the future.
Yup, that's all my shit.
talk your shit.
So, all right, first team up, we got Baltimore up first?
Arizona. It's alphabetical.
Arizona's up first. Now, when we say that we love them, are we talking about it as a fan perspective, or are we talking them as for dynasty? And if it's for dynasty, are we talking this year, like right now in this situation, or like in the future going forward as an organization?
So, yeah, I was playing a little bit with this in my head. So I think just like even to the extent of you love watching them and you want to be like you want to be rooting for them. You like what's happening there. You're rooting for all of the theoretically all of the players, right? So like for Eric, it might be a situation where you don't think the coach needs to be fired, for example. And it might also be a team that you can kind of get behind that you think will do well going forward. So it'd be a combination of things. And I think if any one thing sticks out large enough for you to feel like you're okay with your name being associated with this team, I say you should put your name in.
Okay. I like it. All right, I'm ready. So Arizona Cardinals. Okay.
3-10.
Can I start?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I don't support this team at all. You know, one, they're my team's division. That's number one. But number two, I saw the latest mock draft projections, and they get to pick up Marvin Harrison Jr. And I'm like, no, not him. So I'm like, I hate this team. And I hope they fail at everything. You know, I kind of hope they win a couple more games so they fall out of that top three pick. So I'm actually right. Cheering for them in regards. I just go to any other team, just not a team in our division, Marvin. Come to us. You know, can we figure out a trade? Anyway, going forward, yes, that's what I would say is, I'm not a fan of them. I also I'm rethinking this short quarterback situation. I'm thinking, does this work? Does the short quarterback, is there a disadvantage here? Is there an issue?
Yeah.
What do they need to overcome that height issue? So, because Kyler has not been slinging it the way he usually has. And if he can't scurry around easily, if he's not as mobile, you know, you're going to have issues. So the longevity of it kind of makes me afraid. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to say neither of us on this one. I'm not a huge fan of the Cardinals either. There's not much. I got excited when Kyler came back, but there's not much that I'm excited about in general on this team. We have seen some flashes from some of their youth, some of their wide receivers, especially like Michael Wilson hasn't looked bad, but he also hasn't like really taken over to the extent that I'm like excited to be rooting for them. They've got the Niners and the Eagles in their four games left. I don't really want a part of association with this team. I don't know that they do get a win. Well, maybe the Bears give them a win, but I don't think Seattle, Eagles, or Niners give them a win. So I think they're going to be up there.
That's true.
In the draft positions. I mean, so if we're looking at Atlanta Falcons, they're at 6-7. Where do you stand for Atlanta?
This is an interesting one because their division is so garbage, but it's so wide open. And I'm not going to go here and say, oh, I'm a huge fan of them at all. And the main thing is New Orleans has been picking it up a little bit. And Tampa Bay, I think that division, I don't know, just it feels like that division is a trap. So, me, I'm going to kind of wash my hands of it. They don't even know who their quarterback really is. They're going back and forth too much for me, too much consistency. They still don't know how to get Kyle Pitts the ball accurately. So it's just a lot of issues. They need a new quarterback. I'll just be honest about that.
Yeah. This is a team that I probably was high on. I probably in this exercise, if we did this at the beginning of the year, would have put my name in the bucket here for Atlanta Falcons. But at this point in the year,
we're all in on them.
Yeah, I was really hopeful, and I gotta say I'm not as hopeful. I do like some of the stuff that I've been seeing. You know, the players are good on this team. I like a lot of the flashes that I've been seeing. I think this team has good bones, but God, can somebody chop the head off this team? You know, just Arthur Smith. I mean, whoever their offensive coordinator is, I guess I don't even know that off the top of my head, but I'm just so annoyed with everything that they do on offense, and these players are just not useful for fantasy. It's just a sad bucket of poop. I don't want to be involved with this, and I agree with the division thing. I think there's other teams in this division that I'd rather root for. But I got to say, there's only one. There's only one other one that I'd rather root for. Everybody else is garbage. And that was probably my biggest draw here, too, at the beginning of the year, was that Atlanta was in a division that you kind of loved being in because there's nobody else that really looked exciting at all. So that's kind of where I'm at. All right, let's go to one of your teams that you loved in the beginning of the year. Baltimore Ravens, where are you at with them now that they're 10-3?
I still love them.
Really? That's surprising. I'm just kidding.
What are we talking about? You know, I mean, let's think about it. They hold the division. Every quarterback got injured.
<They're> that helps.
It helps a lot, right? And then, you know, Lamar's been playing really well this year, right? Has he been MVP Lamar? No. But does he need to be MVP Lamar? Maybe not right now, right? And so their defense has been phenomenal. So they've been putting it together little by little, and they're getting a little bit, every week, a little bit better. So I think that, I don't know, just a team that I really, really enjoy. And I think they're through the thick of it. And that was just about, you know, making sure that they work on certain things that they're going to be able to implement in the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, I love this team. And Odell's been picking it up lately. So I was like, come on, let's get this thing going. And he has that championship experience that I'm hoping will, transfer over to the other players and help them go forward. So we'll see it. And, of course, the coach has that championship experience as well. So that should help as well. But we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'm still in love with it.
That's good. That's good. I think I'm going to let you have this one, mostly because I think someone's gotta be different here just because we've done two in a row. But at the same time, I will say I don't know that I'm as much of a believer in them as you are with the weak division. You know, their matchups coming up. We've got Niners and Dolphins on the schedule. That Dolphins game, that's going to be a good game. That's for all the marbles, I think, in terms of the one seed in the AFC, I think I'm going to be somehow, I'm going to be rooting for my AFC rivals possibly in that game. I don't know. We'll see where the Bills are at, if they're still in contention for the division and everything. But, you know, the Ravens just aren't my team this year. And I think part of that is Mark Andrews is out. I like what I've seen out of Odell. I like Likely. I like Flowers. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like
they've put it all together yet.
They've put it all together. Yeah. And I think that's it. They're not my team. That's the way this scenario goes, right? This segment, they're just not my team. My team's coming up next.
Miami and San Francisco will be definitely a great litmus test for these two, for the Ravens. So we'll see what happens there.
Yep, absolutely.
So I see what you're saying. Like, it's like that, almost like the eye test. Like, something is off still with them, and I don't see it yet. But I just believe. I believe in Lamar. I believe in the hunger of that team. But maybe they're holding something back intentionally. That they've been working on. I'm just gonna believe in that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you with my mind. My heart's just not in it with the Ravens.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. All right, the Bills.
My heart's here. I'll let you start though.
That's a correct answer. All right, I don't believe in the Bills. You knew from the beginning of the year I was suspect on the Bills. Not because I'm like I hate them. You know, I love the Bills for many reasons. Number one, the contrast between them and the Giants, for example. I love Josh Allen and I love like how he played, things like that. And I always hated how they kind of, I don't know, I just hate, I love how they paid Josh Allen, but I hated how they paid Daniel Jones, where it's like, bro, like, Daniel Jones is not Josh Allen in any capacity. You should not be paying him any money whatsoever. And you're like kind of disrespecting the quarterback position just by paying this guy. So I always loved the Bills just for the fact that they took care of their people the right way. But I just thought it was suspect how Stephon Diggs was acting up. They put Josh Allen on the cover of Madden, and Leslie Frazier disappeared. I was like, this is sus. So I'm like, something is happening, and no one's talking about it. So I'm just going to go ahead and say this team, something's off with this team, and I've been right all year.
I feel something changing. And I think it started a little bit after, I think it was after the Jets loss. We fired our offensive coordinator. We got Joe Brady in to be the replacement. We went and lost the game by 3 points to the Eagles that week. I will say I would be a lot more gung-ho on this team if we had won that game. And it definitely gives me a little doubt. But I was able to see a closure last week against the Chiefs. If for no other, in no other way, but a moral victory, I guess you could say. Like, I think there's a lot of things to say about that game where the ending was not necessarily, it was not necessarily the Bills that did everything in that final drive there to win the game. But that being said, they did enough, clearly, and they had a few things bounce their way, sure, but they stuffed the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think I think it's telling that they were able to lose or able to win a close game like that with a conference rival, and really they put themselves in a good position here for the next 4 weeks to be able to, you know, make something happen, make something special happen, and make a run at, you know, maybe the division, but at least a playoff spot. You know, something negative with the Dolphins would absolutely have to happen to give the division, put the division in jeopardy. But you do have that final game on the year with the Dolphins to give us the possibility, you know, in that last game with the Dolphins, we could be talking about a division tiebreaker there. So, I think the Bills have struggled. They've got the history, and I think they just need to get it in, get into the playoffs to make something special happen with this season. So that's where my head's at. I think we can do something interesting. Carolina Panthers. What are your thoughts on them?
They're garbage. Yeah, they're garbage. I'm already done. That's it.
Yep. I think we can keep this one pretty short. I think we're both totally out on this team. I don't like anything that's happening there top down. You know, Thielen was a nice story in the beginning of the year. It's really kind of fallen off. And yeah, I guess all there is to say about it. They haven't won a game since October, and we're good. So neither on that. That's the answer there. Chicago Bears.
Man, I'm out on this team as well. They don't know how to use their players. They're almost like the Falcons to me in a way, but even worse. It just makes no sense.
That's true. There's a lot of skill on this team, and yet, you know, none of it's showing up in the games. So I, unfortunately, as much as I hate to agree with you, Chip, I definitely do. I'm definitely also out on the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I kind of hope they get rid of Justin Fields. And I was thinking about it. Just quick thought, your mind. Where is the best place for Justin Fields to play? If you could take him off of this team and put him somewhere else and say, this will be the best place to really see if he is a true NFL quarterback. Because the Bears organization is complete garbage. Like, that's just that. So I'm not going to blame the quarterback right now for that.
So I guess a realistic possibility, and maybe it's not realistic with what they just paid their quarterback, but the Giants.
It's so funny you said that, because that was exactly that. I said the Giants would be his greatest test. Daboll is a great offensive mind, right?
Yep.
He's not drawing up complicated plays. He has a system where the quarterback can run if need be. There's a great running back right there. O-line is not horrible. I mean, they're not amazing, but they're not horrible, right? And they probably would block for Justin.
Right.
That should get better. So I'm like, this might work out much better for him if he was in that division than if he was in in that team than if he was in the Bears. Not that'd be a great test, right? And so it's funny. That's where I'm like, man, if they can find a way to get him and just give him a chance, I mean, that'd be great. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Next,
our next team is Cincinnati Bengals. They've got Jake Browning at quarterback.
Come on, Browning putting in work, right?
Yep. 7-6, like half the teams in the AFC. And
all right, this
they're in the playoff race.
Yeah, because let's be honest, because they're next, and after them is going to be Cleveland, right? They're right after. Can we just do both of them at the same time right now?
Sure.
Same division, they're right back. It's going to be Cincinnati, then it's going to be Cleveland, right, on our list?
Yep.
We might as well get knocked both of them out. And I'm saying it because it's hard for me to pick who might get that wild card spot. Because Cincinnati found a great backup quarterback in Browning. Cleveland found a great quarterback right now in Joe Flacco with the way he's been playing. Right? So for me, it's like, why? It's almost like a coin toss. The biggest difference between these two teams is their defenses, right?
Right.
The Browns' defense is better than Cincinnati's defense.
Yeah.
Right? And so, for me, on that note, I'm more in on Cleveland than I am on Cincinnati. Because that's for me, the major difference when it comes down to it. And, you know, we got playoff Joe. If it's playoff time, he's going to want to play. So, I'm gonna give the edge to Cleveland. I'm going to be all in on them. In Cincinnati, I'm not in as much.
Got it. So I'm actually, sad to say, but I'm actually going to say I'm in on both. I like what you've been saying. I think the Cleveland Browns do have the better defense. I don't know that I guess I'd rate like the Browns a 10 and the Bengals like a 7. Right? I don't know that they're certainly nowhere near a bad defense, and I think they're above average. And maybe even a good above average. I do think that the weapons on offense are much better on Cincinnati.
They are.
I like what I've been seeing out of T. Higgins. He's been a little bit better than he was at the beginning of the season. So he's improved a little bit. You know, Joe Mixon's looked good, which he has not looked good in a long time. And he's finally kind of, really shaping. It's going to be maybe a career year for him. I haven't looked at the numbers, but it's really coming. He's really coming on. And I like Jake Browning. I'm really upset. I had Jake Browning as a backup quarterback in a 32 team league. And I had him there because Joe Burrow was injured, right, at the beginning of the year. And we didn't know if he was going to even like start that long. And then Joe Burrow got really healthy and actually ended up doing pretty well. And so I dumped him for like someone stupid, like a Jets quarterback. And, and then I'm stuck with a Boyle on my team. And I see Jake Browning's gone off to another team. And, you know, I'm like, oh my God. And of course, guess who my starting quarterback is?
Who?
Justin Herbert.
Oh, crap.
So I need him now. The time has come. And now, so now I'm fighting for like Easton Stick and oh my God, who else is out there? There's some other backup quarterback that's available that's like all of a sudden in play. But yeah, I'm a little miffed. Actually, I should be able to tell whether I got one of those guys. Because that went through at 3 o'clock. I just haven't looked. But anyways, I'm in on the Bengals. I think they've got a nice little storyline here, and I want to see how it goes, how it plays out. But I do have to say Cleveland does. Being that we don't have Deshaun Watson anymore, I feel like I can root for them a little bit better. The Flacco thing's kind of funny, and I don't know that it lasts. To be honest, I think sometimes these fluky things happen in a quarterback's first game, first game back or first game in a while. But he looked good. And
that was the second game.
That was the second game?
Yeah.
What, I totally missed the first game?
Yeah, he played two games. After the second, it was the permanent starter for the year.
Wow. Yeah. I did see that. So I guess I'm excited about it. We'll see.
This might be a situation here. But also, yeah. Cleveland has the better kicker.
That might be true.
What do you mean, Mike? This guy's going to score like 30 points a game.
I'm trying to remember who the kicker for Cincinnati is that you're shitting on.
I'm not shitting on him. I'm just saying.
Cleveland's got the good kicker. Got it.
The better kicker. They're both good. This one's better.
Ooh. Okay. Everything is right in the world. I did get Nick Mullins.
Did which one call it get injured? Dobbs?
Dobbs got benched, man.
Why?
Because he's been sucking the last 3 weeks.
That's my quarterback. There it goes. He was garbage.
Hey, good news, by the way. Joshua Palmer is back from IR. He's on your team. Also, his quarterback's injured, but also the wide receiver in front of him's injured. So, good luck. All right.
I don't know who Josh McCown is.
I'm happy. I have a quarterback to start this week. Now I have to figure out if I want to start him or Gerald Everett. It's probably going to be the quarterback. Let's be honest. All right. Easy decision. Dallas Cowboys are up next.
Yeah, I'm in on them. They're good. That one against Philly was a big statement for me. So I don't have to say much about them. They've been doing well. Like I told you before, I'm impressed with how Mike McCarthy's been calling the offense this year. So no issues. I mean, even Dak, honestly, his numbers, his performance with MVP, he's been in the MVP conversation for sure. And so now it's just slowly putting it together better and better. So I'm definitely in on them. And Jerry Jones has been real quiet. He's been real, real good for the team.
So I just want to point out that you and I think, totally disagreed on Dak Prescott and this Dallas team coming into the year, right? I think I had Dak Prescott, and this doesn't seem like a high stat, but he had missed most of last year, so I had Dak Prescott as the 9th best quarterback. And that was only a little bit off of consensus, a little bit better than consensus. But I think this definitely has been my one of my teams going into this year, and I'm excited to see them doing well. I really am. I think it was an interesting take to me. I was trying to ebb while other people are flowing a little bit on this team because, you know, they lose this really big name, you know, offensive coordinator dude, that yet they fire him and then he has to go off and find another coordinator job, not even a head coaching job. So like kind of looked odd, like you said, with Leslie Frazier. I was thinking there might be more, you know, more smoke in things might be better in the Dallas camp than in the Los Angeles Chargers camp that inherited I'm blanking on his name right now, but inherited that offensive coordinator. And yeah, so I felt like, you know, maybe things are looking up in the Cowboys camp. Maybe they're not as dreary as people say. So so good to hear you're in on them with me now. What about the Denver Broncos?
Now, this is funny. Beginning of the year, I mean, you lost by 70, bro. Like, y'all trash. Like, that was so funny to me. But they've been putting it together, right? And it's impressive. They're only one game behind Kansas City. So it's like, crap, I can't disrespect the situation that's in front of me. So for me, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm in on Denver because I feel like this run is not a fluke.
Yeah, I agree with you in a lot of ways. I don't think the run is a fluke. I like what I've been seeing. Their defense has been a little bit better. It definitely took a huge step backwards from last year, which was disappointing. I think I'm going to go the Ravens route, though, on this one. I think my heart's just not in it. I'll let you have it, and we can move on. I don't like what I've seen for Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Judy's just, like, running 60% of the routes and doing absolutely nothing.
But they're figuring it out. They're figuring it out. I wouldn't be surprised if they finesse the way they get to trade up and get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised about that.
I think I just don't like anything that's – I don't like any of their pieces. And maybe that's just – I don't know. I guess I do wonder – I'm taking a look here because – I just don't understand how they're winning when everybody sucks on their team. And
that's the coaching effect.
I suppose. I mean, like, they're good, but that's the thing, is that they're talented, but they've been doing pretty horrible. So I guess Cortland Sutton's been doing pretty good.
Yep. How about what's his name? Dulcich.
Javonte's been okay. Dulcich, I think he's out for the season. Yeah, he's on IR. It's really been the three of them. Russell Wilson, Cortland Sutton, and Javonte Williams have been doing okay. Yeah. Everybody else is meh. And the defense is probably defense is top 11, so defense is good. But yeah, I'll give it to you. Your heart's in it. My heart isn't. I will say my heart's in the next one. Where are you at with Detroit?
Oh, there's a part of it that's like they got imposter syndrome. They don't know what it means to be a winner, and because of it, they're blowing games and stuff like that. But I feel like maybe they need a wake up call. Like when it's time to like step up, they need like a new story, right? They were they're almost like the darlings of the NFL right now, and that's kind of fading away. Now it's time to up or shut up, right?
Yeah, and get down to business.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm hoping that that's going to be a thing for them. I'm really proud of how they've done this year. So for me, I'm going to say that I am with their division. They're going to win the division. NFC. Oh, they're going to win their division for sure. So I'm in that capacity. But the first round of playoffs, this is crazy to say, but they're going to lose. That's just my prediction. I don't know who, but I gotta think about who they're gonna play, but I just feel like they're gonna lose.
That's funny.
I'm thinking about it again. They're not gonna lose. They're gonna win that game.
Right now it's Minnesota versus Detroit if everything stands as is.
In the playoffs with the wild card?
Yeah, in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, they're gonna win that first game. Yeah, I'm thinking about different. It's the second game where that's where they're gonna struggle. But yeah, I'm in on them for now.
I'm in on them right now. Okay, so you're in on them. I'm definitely in on this team. I really love what I've been seeing. I love Williams. He's so fast. He's just electric out there. I can't believe they like one of the last couple games they only got the ball to him once, and I thought that was ridiculous because I saw that play and I was like, wow, he's doing really, really well. And then I looked at the box score after, and it was like the only catch that he had made that whole game. And I was like, well, he did well the week before, so. But yeah, no, I'm in on this team. I really love what they've been doing. It seems like the coaching staff is taking mediocre talent and making it that much better. And heck, some of the talent isn't even mediocre. And so they've been electric. The funny thing here is that both the Denver Broncos and Detroit Lions those two teams are playing each other next week. So, or this week, I should say. So it'll be interesting to see who of them wins out, especially when Detroit just lost to Chicago, who we were both out on. So
yeah.
Okay, tell me about the Packers.
I'm out on them.
Exactly. You're out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh thank God. I'm putting my chips in here.
I'm out on them in terms of like this season, but not in terms of like their future, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's fine. And I think we're saying the same thing, just in different ways, because I'm in on them as a unit. Like, their wide receiver talent is awesome. I think Jordan Love has something in the tank. I don't know if he's a 10-year, a decade answer, but I think he's a for now answer for sure. I do think they might, if a good quarterback drops them in the draft, they might have an interesting dilemma on their hands. I like what I've been seeing. Everybody, I'm a little worried on the running backs, but you know, everybody else is doing pretty well. The defense maybe isn't the best, but I really like the offensive side of the ball. And even the defense has actually been okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, when they put it together, it's beautiful, but they're too inconsistent for me. Right, like last week they should have won. Like, what are y'all doing? So for me, it's too immature. So that's why this year is like I'm out on them. But going forward, they're definitely a team to watch.
Yeah, well, I think I'm a little immature, so I think that's why I I tend to gravitate a little bit more to those teams. I like that, like, youthful energy that, you know, gets knocked down quick, but gets back up again.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's good.
Need a little bit more. Yeah, a little more smash mouth in my life.
We got next, Houston.
Houston's next.
I'm in on Houston. I like Houston. I'm in on them just on the fact that I'm a fan of them.
Yeah.
The fact that like, I like how they how they're moving and doing. So I'm in on them in that capacity.
I agree. They're making me really sad though. Just with all of their injuries. I mean, Tank Dell was, again, the love of my life outside of my wife. CJ Stroud is great. Both of them are injured right now. CJ Stroud should be back hopefully this week, if not next week. Nico Collins, who's been looking really good, is injured. So I'm in. I think we can put both here, but I'm a little worried about this team this year. But in general, I like the spice and I want to see more. I just hope they didn't lose the, you know, the shine. So, all right. What about?
I think it's a good test.
Yep. Indianapolis.
Oh, man. This is a tough one. I am going to go. Who's in their division?
We just went through them. No, Houston, Jacksonville, and Tennessee.
I don't know.
Got it. Yeah. I believe. So they played. Let me see. They did something interesting last week. They lost brutally to the Bengals. That's what happened. They were winning at one point.
They were 7-5 at one
point. Yeah. Actually, they were tied at half. That's what it was. Yeah. I'm going to say that I'm out. They were 7-5, and now they're 7-6. Yeah. Take me out. They're going to be a competitor for a lot of these AFC teams that are 7-6, including the Bills. So I need to be out on someone. So we're both out on them. I think they're a well-run organization. Oh, sorry. Actually, that's not true. I just realized what I said. Oh, my gosh. I'm having nightmares of last year. Yeah. Hey, you remember Jeff Saturday?
You know, I watched his interview recently with Pat McAfee. He talked about how he said when he got hired, he told them, he legit told them, hey, I know I'm going to lose every game, right? and it was funny. This is another funny thing. A lot of people were mad that a black coach wasn't given an opportunity to take that position. And I said to them, I don't know if I'm mad about that, and this is why. If a black coach took that position, walked into a shit show, only had a shit show, and they just stayed as a shit show, they're going to be like, see, he can't coach, right? Versus let Jeff Saturday take that position. It's a stain on his record, yes, but they're not going to kill Jeff that much. They didn't. But the stain on his record, it doesn't demonize a black coach who was maybe giving their best effort like Jeff Saturday also did. So my point became, I was like, let's not jump into conclusions. I felt like Jim Irsay did more of a favor to future NFL black coaches than not by making sure none of them got that shit show of a job. He's like, I was protecting y'all from the ignorant backlash you may receive in this situation, you know? And, you know, so anyway, Jeff was like, yeah, I'm going to lose every game. There's no way we're equipped to do this. This seems horrible. Like, he knew what the situation was, but he did his best with it, and I respect him for that. So, but anyway, that's my little 2 cents in that situation. But yeah, I would give you, in terms of being a well-run organization, definitely I can see them becoming a well-run organization. Let me say that. If my hypothesis on why they didn't hire or why they hired Jeff Saturday is correct, I can see them being a well-run organization, because if the top is thinking in that manner, then the top is thinking, we need to clean this up. right? Mm-hmm. And if they have that enthusiasm, then yes, you're a well-run organization for me, because you have the zeal to fix your problem versus, you know what, people are buying tickets, we don't care. You know, as long as they buy tickets, we don't care what we put out there to do. So in that regard, yeah. So I think they are cleaning things up. Anthony Richardson was a great draft pick. I think that's going to start cleaning things up as well. So I look forward to it. So I'm not going to kill you on that statement. That's what I'm trying to say.
I appreciate that. And I think I can still revise my statement to say, I think they've got the bones of a good team here. It's just not there this year. And, you know, they're competing like a good team does, but it's just not there. The next team, I think, is very disappointing. What do you think about Jacksonville?
Man, they could have been number one in the AFC, right? But they dropped the egg on that game against the Cincinnati Bengals. And then they lost Trevor Lawrence. He's out for the season, or is he back?
Yeah, no. The Jaguars have Trevor Lawrence. He threw three interceptions in their last game.
Yeah, like
that was against the Browns, though. That was against the Browns.
Told you, great defense. Anyway, yeah. I'm not out on them. They should win their division, so I'm not out on them. I'm still in them. I think they'll figure something out.
So you're putting your name next to them?
Yeah.
That's good, because I'm not. I don't like what I've been seeing. I just think they're, you know, there's some teams out there, and you know, some people might put the Bills in this category, or some of, you know, those youthful teams that we were talking about. But there's some teams out there that just seem to like to lose, especially in big moments. Some people call it choking.
That's the Chargers. It's not them.
I know. It's definitely the Chargers, but I think Jacksonville right now is kind of in that zone, and they need to figure their way out. So I can't be in on them right now. Let's talk about Kansas City.
Oh, man, this is funny. If I'm going to be bold, I'm out on them. Bold
Damn it.
Psychotic.
I feel like we'll be crazy if we're both out on them. I'm wanting to be out on them.
I'm out on them for one reason. I want to give you the reason.
Okay.
They don't have any receivers. Like, they're legit. They play with only O-linemen. That's it. They needed, yep, like, the O-linemen to catch. Like, your receivers can't catch. Like, they're trash. That's the only reason. I feel bad for Pat, man. He's like, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I do think they found something with Rashee Rice, but that was going to be my same reasoning. So I guess I'm going to put my name down here, because I feel like someone's got to be in on them, because they're good. They're too good for nobody to be in on them from us. But
you want me on them so you can be out on them?
It's okay. I guess what I got to say is that, you know, putting my name next to Patrick Mahomes is probably a good call most days. I think Taylor Swift only adds to the world. I don't think she subtracts. So I think that narrative is garbage. Travis Kelce, you know. He's great. Rashee Rice, you got Patrick Mahomes. They're going to cook eventually. Their running backs were injured against the Bills. So I think there's some bright spots here that are coming down the pike.
So today, some of my students asked me if I knew who Taylor Swift was. I was like, who? The Taylor Swift. I'm like, who's that? Said, you don't know Taylor Swift? I was like, no. They were pissed. Like, I'm talking about living. Smile and kept walking. She's a girlfriend of Travis Kelce. So I know Travis. I don't know no Taylor.
I don't know no Taylor. That's great. All right, what do you think about the Raiders?
I'm out. Next team, please.
Yeah, that's a fair take. I kind of want to just be different and put my name here. because of Max Crosby. He's a joy to watch. He's really, really good, and he takes over some games. So
I think that's going
yeah, under that category of like, I just like to watch them. I just like to watch Max Crosby.
I do enjoy that team, though. I will say that, but I don't have any hopes for them.
Yeah, there's certainly. Let's be very clear. Me putting my name there is not me saying that they're going to be good. But
what they're going to do is, hey, let's see how many people's futures we can ruin with. That's going to be fun to watch.
I always like that culture where you just like, you know, as a team culture, it's fun just to like ruin other people's days, you know, and just be like. The team that everybody else fears but also hates, and like you just like, yeah, I'm we're the Raiders. We're evil.
I'm gonna steal your future. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna loot your future.
I think Aiden O'Connell might do enough this year to, you know, have some sort of future in the NFL. I don't know that it's like enough to really, you know, he's certainly not a starting quarterback moving forward, but he's interesting.
That's true.
All right. Chargers.
Out. Next, please.
Yep. Neither.
They don't have Spurs injury, so
they also don't have, they've got a stick for a quarterback. I mean, that's saying something.
Yeah. They're choke artists.
Los Angeles Rams.
I'm out on them. They're my division. I'm not gonna cheer for them at all. Next.
I am in. I'm in. Because all right, Kyren Williams in the backfield, he's been sick. Stafford has really been lighting it up. Puka Nacua is coming back. Cooper Kupp finally looks like himself again. I think we've got something cooking here.
Yeah.
What are they right now in the in there?
They're like 6-6 or six and seven, one of the two, or 7-6.
Got it. Yeah. They're 6-7. They're the first team. Yeah, they're in the hunt. Yeah, that's thank you. That's the term for that. We have names for things, Chib.
They're tied with the Seahawks on record, and they have the tiebreaker against us. So that's pissed me off.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, look who's right behind them. The Seahawks.
I'm gonna say I'm in on them. No.
I meant like behind them in the rankings, not next.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Come on, it doesn't go LS. You know, it does go RS though.
We skip everything else between.
All right, let's talk about someone in my division, Miami Dolphins.
I'm in on them. I wasn't on them at the beginning of the year, unlike you. I mean, you did give your caveat. You said as long as Tua's healthy, they're going to be good. You did say that.
I did. But... I did. I saved my ass.
So I'm not going to kill you on that. But you also did have no faith that he was going to stay healthy, and I had faith. So,
yeah.
Still stays beside them.
It's that evil left hand throw, you know. I'm just kidding. I have to put my name down here too. I'm in on them. I don't root the way that you root, and maybe it's the difference in our division, but I can have joy that someone other than the Patriots is doing well in our division, while simultaneously rooting for their downfall. Yeah, that's where we're at. The Dolphins, I mean, they're just too electric, and they're like baby blues, and like, man, Mostert did some good things. Achan did some good things for me this year. What's not to love about Tyreek Hill, other than maybe his off the field stuff? And Waddle's been pretty decent. Tua's been great, you know, and we don't talk about the defense.
That is true.
Minnesota Vikings.
Out.
Speaking of not talking about the defense, I'm also, God, this is a tough one. I really liked the whole Dobbs scenario. I liked, you know, they got Jefferson back. I think he actually is, like, he played last week. He got injured. Basically, everybody got injured or was out last week. And then we've got Nick Mullins, who they coached up to win the game. And I think Nick Mullins is good enough where they can coach him up again to win a few more games. I'm going to put my name down here. I've got a few. Wow. I'm like loving these teams the last five other than the Chargers. So, but I'm going to have to start getting out on a few teams, but I'm in. I'll root for some Vikings. Absolutely. I know a team I won't root for, and that's the New England Patriots.
Hey,
that's all I have to say about them, but you can say more.
You saw my man Zappy?
Zap, zap,
you saw my man Zappy out there? You zapping him? Hey, I'm all in on I'm not in on them, sorry. But Zappy, man, I'm loving that guy. I'm loving that guy. I gotta get more of him. Get more Zappy and less. So, but yeah, that's all I got for them. I'm out on them, but
yep.
If Zappy started the season, maybe it'd been different.
That's true. All right, what about the Saints?
Saints, I am, what's it called? That division, they might win that division, actually. I'm going to be in on the Saints.
You're going to be in?
Yeah, I'm going to be in on the Saints.
Thank God.
Why? Are you going to be out on the
Saints? Give you one, and yeah, no, I'm totally out. This place is a disaster. They're booing Derek Carr when they take him out for a play so that Taysom Hill can come in. They cheer on Taysom Hill, and they boo Derek Carr when he comes back. And they're looking for this coach to get fired. They've also got, you know, what's his face over at Mr. 30 for 30. Oh, my gosh. Used to be on Tampa Bay. Threw 30 interceptions in the same year. He threw 30 touchdowns. Jameis Winston, thank you. Yeah. So, you know, and they like to play a roulette with these. Michael Thomas was looking good. He's injured now. Olave really hasn't stepped up the way we wanted him to. I'm out. So, Chib, you can have this one. All right. Chib's favorite team, New York Giants.
Hey,
where do you stand?
Hey, guess what? I'm in on them.
No way.
But not
oh,
this year.
You're on the Tommy DeVito.
DeVito. Hey, I like that guy.
Yeah,
I like
you're right. That is a fun storyline. That's a good point.
The Italians, man, I know they loving it. That man is built for that team. All the Italians in New York. Oh my God! It's like, how can I not love this guy? Oh man, you gotta be happy for the situation, right? Daniel Jones was never he's not a Giants quarterback. Get him out of here. DeVito, come over here. Like, and he got swag too. He's got that.
Can you just give DeVito the money that Daniel Jones got? Is that possible?
Hey, I wouldn't be mad. Look, if they gave that boy the money that Daniel Jones got, just for the fact that he's Italian, he has the swagger, and he's in a market that fits him, his personality, and he fits that market's personality. That makes more business sense than anything. But don't tell me you're a great quarterback or pay great quarterback money because of your ability to play. Like, that's what I'm like. You pissed on me and told me it's water. That's what you did. And that's why I'm like, I hated the Giants for that. But if you see how, what's his name? Dayball, like he's like a different coach now. His energy's different. He's happier, right? He's talking his shit. Like, I'm telling you, like, this is what he's been wanting. He's like, I'm not, I don't want this crap.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay.
So
that's my only thing.
I love it. I'm buying in on the DeVito train. I just saw my boy Isaiah Hodgins catch a touchdown. Loved that. Yeah, we're seeing some good things out of the Giants. What about the Jets? Are we seeing good things out of the Jets?
No, they're trash. I'm done with them this year. I feel bad for their defense. They did a hell of a job this year, but that's about it. I mean, last week they had a good game, definitely, but I don't know if that was a fluke or that was real.
The Houston Texans just freaking collapsed. I think all of their fire went out even before CJ Stroud went out. So I think it was just like, you know, when a team is on a tear, right? And then it's just like, okay, we've spent so much energy, and all of a sudden it's just like they have a crappy game and they get right back up on that high horse the next week. I see that for Houston. I think the Jets are a tough defense. They're difficult to match up against, but you know, we saw one of these games out of Zach Wilson last year with when he beat the Bills, and he tore us up, you know, like no doubt about it. Zach Wilson was decent in that game. And as was he in this game, but I think I'm out on the Jets as well. Philadelphia Eagles.
And they've been shaking the recent weeks and everything, but yeah, they've got two losses in a row. Definitely shaky. But for me, I feel like they'll reconcile and they'll fix some of those errors and issues. They'll galvanize, heal up, and make some more noise. But
yeah,
but they've been those losses, they've been due those losses, let me be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, the tough part is it's two conference rivals, right? And one a division rival. I mean, those were important games that they lost. Honestly, the Bills beat themselves, I think, a little bit more, as they tend to do. So I think they lost some of the more important games there. You know what? I guess I got to be in on this team. I do really like the team. And when we were talking about well-run organizations, this is a well-run organization. So I think 8:15 Monday night, they're going to put some work in and absolutely destroy Seattle. I agree wholeheartedly with you, Chip. That was a really good point. They are going to destroy Seattle. I think we lost Chip. I think Chip quit. So we're going to keep moving on. Seattle? No.
Time.
Not there yet.
Remember that.
Oh, do we have you back?
You didn't lose me. I'm here.
Oh, you are here. Oh, okay. We need to get your reaction to what I said.
I reacted to it. Oh, I thought you were joking with me. You really lost me?
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke. Oh, I thought you just... Okay. I said, you know, prime time is Pacific time. Like, that is our time. So please, so put that on the shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. You like that, don't you? You like that.
You were, but that's what you were saying, right? Was that Seattle was going to get absolutely destroyed by the Eagles.
Prime time is Pacific time. That's what PT stands for. Prime time, Pacific time. And who lives in Pacific time? Stop playing with me. Don't get beat up, Al.
All right, let's talk about the Steelers.
Steelers, what's that to talk about? They're garbage.
Not much. This was one of my teams that I liked in the beginning of the year, I will say. And I'm disappointed in them. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed in the Steelers organization and their lack of cohesiveness and ability to put together even a good defense. So, yeah, I think we're out.
I'm disappointed in them. I'm disappointed in myself. That is hilarious. Do you think Tomlin makes it through?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think so.
Really? I
Yeah.
think.
And the reason, like, well, maybe not this year, but if it don't improve by next year, I think he's gone. Because they've been slowly and little by little, people have been putting in like that the argument that Tomlin is not a creator of a great team, but he only inherited a great team and he doesn't know how to sustain it. He doesn't draft well. He doesn't develop well. And I think because of that, that's going to lead to what's it called? A smooth transition out of the Tomlin era. I mean, you can fire Bill Cowher, you can fire Mike Tomlin.
Front door lock.
I
Did you hear me on that?
heard your door lock.
Oh, yes, thank you.
But yeah,
Did you
you were
hear everything else I said?
I agree. I think, or I
Okay.
appreciate your point, I guess I should say. I don't know enough about it to agree or disagree, but I do think the Steelers organization has been wrapped around Tomlin for a long time. I think it'll be hard for them to release him.
Let him go. Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, I'll be honest, like, as I think about it, he's done a great job managing a lot of like the drama of that's in that organization and not making a big deal of it, right? He like kind of dwells it down. And his personality is the Steelers personality through and through. That hard-nosed, work hard, no excuses situation. And even if he got fired, I don't even think he would complain. He's like, I didn't produce the results. So yeah, you should fire me. So what do you say?
Oh, no, I was just agreeing.
So for me, I'm just thinking to myself, I don't think this is a man that, it'd be and it wouldn't be hard for him to find a new job. Like I think it'd be pretty quick if he wanted one. So I mean overall I can see them for sure. Hey, we gotta cut ties here. We gotta refresh, reboot. Because it's like, hey, I haven't had a losing season my whole career here. That's true. You haven't had a losing season your whole career, but if you had a couple more losing seasons, maybe we had a better draft picks. We could figure that out too. So
There.
what's the point when we can't even pick up the right people? So kind of like that.
Yeah. No,
But
that's a
anyhow,
fair
all right,
argument, and I do
who's
think
next? Seattle?
no,
That was
not
not.
yet, not yet.
Key.
No, a better
Key.
team first, but I do think they draft wide receivers well, and their defense has been consistently good. So I think those two things bode well for him in that respect. San Francisco 49ers are next. Say it, Dr.
You know who
Chip.
they should
Say
pick
it.
up if they can? They should pick up Justin Fields.
Ah, that would be fun. That would be really fun. I think it would go horribly. I think it would go like Zach Wilson in New York.
No, I don't think so because you just said it. They draft wide receivers well, but they don't have anyone to throw it to them.
Wait, are you
They
talking
got no
about the
one to get to the
Steelers?
ball.
You're talking about the Steelers?
Yeah, Steelers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, am I
Sorry,
delayed?
I moved on to 49ers, but Steelers, yes.
Oh,
Yes,
no.
absolutely. That would be fun. I agree on
Oh,
Steelers.
49ers? I'm in on them just for the fact that they're a good team, but I hate that
Yeah, I would earlier I when I presented the 49ers, I said, say it, Chip, say it. I'm in on those.
no, whatever.
They're an awesome team. Christian McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk, Brock freaking Purdy. Oh my God. All right. So the time has come. Seattle Seahawks.
I'm in on them. We don't quit. We're not quitters. Who cares? Let's go. We can do this.
Yeah, I'm out.
You've been out since the day one.
Day one. Hater from day one. And you know what? I haven't been wrong. Because did they win the Super Bowl? Nope. Haven't been wrong. Right? That's the measuring stick we use here. Did they win the Super Bowl? No. Okay, then they sucked.
Oh, you're right. That is the measuring stick. They have not won, so, but it's coming. We'll win one before the Bills.
Yep. All right. Third to last team here, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers, I am out on them. Next.
I put a little note in earlier that there is one team in this division that I thought was better than Atlanta, and that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are currently winning the division, and I like them to win the division. I like what I've seen out of Baker Mayfield this year. He's been surprisingly decent. I can't say that he's been amazing. He's got a good wide receiver core around him, and I think a good line and a few other good things going for him. A decent defense, nothing to write home about, but they've been involved in a few shootouts here that I found exciting. I love watching Mike Evans catch touchdowns, and I want to see more.
I respect your take. I respect it completely.
I appreciate that. All right, Tennessee Titans.
Oh, I'm definitely out on them. Garbage.
Yep. Unfortunately, I gotta agree on this with you. If I take everybody, you know, I'm gonna become the patsy that, you know, can't buy, you know, you can't trust.
That's true. I love
everyone. I will say Will Levis had a fun start, and I think he honestly looked decent last week from what I saw of him. But he's been struggling overall, so I don't think there's any reason to be in on that. Washington Commanders.
I'm out on them.
Oh, come on, Chip. Got a bite on some of these horrible teams.
No, sir, my palate is refined. I don't do that.
I think if we looked at the list, that would probably be true. If you're like only good on the good teams, and then a few, like, you know, flavorful teams.
Mm-hmm. I don't take worse with my stomach. I don't have an appetite for it.
I like Sam Howell here. They've got a cool little offense going. Brian Robinson's been interesting in the running back room. Wide receivers have been okay, but overall disappointing, this team, and they're not in on themselves this year, so I'm not in on them.
That's funny.
All right, let's talk about our week, or our starts of the week. We didn't really show up last week, actually. In week 14, we both had 0 points.
Horrendous.
For a second there I thought I won. And then I had to recalculate my side. I'm like, nope. Yep, I zeroed myself out, just like Jim. So why don't we go through it? We had some good picks here. We did.
At least this week I didn't go negative. Last week that was horrible. So we're trending upwards again. That's one thing for sure.
Yep. I will say our kickers did us dirty. That's really what happened this week. Our worst picks were our kickers on both of our teams. We had no bad players other than our kickers. So you had Jake Browning at quarterback. He was great. Absolutely phenomenal, above 30 points. So that was a great pick.
As I said, he would be.
Yeah, right. As you said. Tyler Allgeier, not a great pick. George Pickens. I listened to you on this in one of my leagues. Not a great pick. That sucked.
I forgot who Mitchell Trubisky was. I'm sorry, y'all. I forgot.
I actually forgot he was starting there. Yeah.
I watched that game and I was like, this is disgusting. This is just horrendous. I'm sorry, my friend.
It's okay. It's okay. It is my fault. You know, I benched Zay Flowers for him. So,
it started off not too bad.
Yeah.
And you think about it, it's like, okay, we might have something here. And then it just fizzed out. I'm like, these guys have no heart.
Yeah, that's true. I do have to give you props for this one. It's a small prop, but it's Tucker Kraft at tight end. I laughed in your face at this pick. And yeah. He was good. He was good. Second week in a row, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I look through and I first got a little sound over here. We're gonna put him in. You know who I was gonna pick originally?
Who's that?
I was gonna pick Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, well, that's who I got.
Somebody took him from me before I could get to him.
Yep. It was the right pick. Tampa Bay.
I think I cut out my back.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, did you hear what I said though?
Oh yeah. Yep. I responded to it too. I said he was the right pick.
Isaiah Likely?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Like if I had got him, I would have won this week.
Yeah, exactly. Tampa Bay versus Falcons, they were good. And then Blake Groupie versus Panthers, he was bad. He was at least positive though. He had 1 point. I'm gonna start from the bottom just to switch things up on everyone. I had kicker Matt Gay versus Cincinnati. He was bad. He had -4 points. I don't know how. I honestly didn't even bother looking at the box score. I was so disgusted. But yeah, he sucks. You should not pick him, and I think you are picking him this year or this week.
So it's funny that I did pick him, but he's gotta redeem himself.
He does. Cleveland, my defense versus Jacksonville was great. Isaiah Likely, tight end versus Los Cleveland Angeles. As your defense? I did.
That's cheating. You're not supposed to be able to pick Cleveland. Whoa, how didn't check that?
They were projected, dude. They were projected as like below 13.
But I thought it was like we're doing projections, but we're also doing like it's a name, it's a household one. We know we're not supposed to pick this team. I thought it was that. I thought we're on that time, but I guess we're not. I guess we're on the hey. I know this is gonna be a tough one. I gotta get a win. I gotta sneak this in,
dude. I felt like I had been complicating the rules by throwing all those caveats in. And so I tried to simplify the rules for you and then follow my simplified rules. So.
Which you didn't. You didn't confuse me. Come on now. Come on now. My brain is too good for that. Stop playing.
It's okay. I know. You're very intelligent. I was not saying you aren't.
I know you're not saying that. All I heard were your your excuses.
Okay. That's fair. They might be. I honestly don't know that I looked in the mirror right after I made that pick. I'll be honest. Wide receiver Brandon Cooks. I felt like he'd been disrespected. He felt like he'd been disrespected. But he played like garbage against Philadelphia, so he wasn't disrespected, and you should throw him back in the trash heap. Ty Chandler. Oh, no, I got him.
Set up and delivery, man. You got me. Oh, that was good. Sorry.
I appreciate it. Ty Chandler, running back. I actually thought he had done better than this, but yeah, he was not great. he's a little bit better in those leagues where you get points for punting and kick returning, but still he wasn't that great in those either. So, meh. Russell Wilson. Honestly, I'm loving what I'm getting out of Russell Wilson in this game. Russell Wilson was okay, and that's fine. You know, if I can get a QB this low and have them just be okay, I'm pretty happy. I'm just glad at the quarterback position I didn't step on a grenade.
That's true.
And it's a high. I'll be clear, like, to be fair, like, remember, our okay is like you're satisfied for the most part. You're a little disappointed they didn't do amazing, but you. And that's honestly, in fantasy, that's all I look for at the quarterback position is that, you know, I just need to check the box, get through the next week. I don't need anything special. I don't need Josh Allen hurdling no dudes. I need Sam Howell throwing for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and I'll go home.
That's funny.
So tell me, Do you have your list in front of you, or do you want me to go through yours for week 15?
Week 15, my list. You already know I'm ready to go. Quarterback, I picked Joe Flacco. You already know he's been balling. So I think as the Bears, he's gonna continue that situation. They're in the playoff hunt, and I think he wants to, you know, make a name for himself still. In my running back position, I got Chuba Hubbard versus the Falcons. I don't trust the Falcons. And I feel like Chuba has been the bright spot for the Panthers this year. Wide receiver, I got Tyler Lockett versus Eagles. You know, I always pick one of my own team, members of my team. And I feel like Tyler's going to do a good job. He's going to get himself in the right positions, get the ball good. So, tight end, I have Kyle Pitts versus the Panthers. So, the Panthers' defense is trash as well. So, Kyle Pitts should be able to do something in that situation. I'm hoping that as long as they get him the ball. And then defense, I got Tampa Bay versus the Packers. Packers have been choking, and they might as well just go ahead and choke the rest of the season and get a good draft pick and keep it moving and let the Tampa Bay Buccaneers try to go and win the division. Defense, kicker, I got Matt Gay versus the Steelers. I don't trust the Steelers. Matt Gay needs to make a name for himself. People who've had bad weeks tend to bounce back against the Steelers. So let me see if Matt Gay can redeem himself in this situation. And that's my team.
Very nice. My favorite pick on that team is Tyler Lockett. The Eagles suck at defending against wide receivers. And so I think he's a snatch and grab. Me, I have quarterback Sam Howell. I already told you. Sam Howell. Just need 300 against the Rams. 2 touchdowns. Go home. Be happy. Keaton Mitchell, running back. He's still in the show in Baltimore. You know, it's funny I said that I was out on this team. And, you know, I am. But apparently I'm choosing 2 of them. Odell Beckham, he's been showing up. Worth grabbing him. Putting him in your lineup against Jacksonville. Tight end, Chigozie Okonkwo. Did I do it pretty well?
Chigozie Okonkwo. It's like Okonkwo.
Okonkwo. All
there right. You go. There you go.
It's I can like do a that.
Cone, like in Spanish, cone. And then quo, yeah. Like almost like you're saying quote, but no T-E. Okonkwo.
Got it. Okonkwo.
Yeah, good job. There you go. Not that hard.
Not See? That hard.
You probably
it's
yourself.
It's a different mouthfeel for sure, but not mm-hmm. that hard. Not that hard. He's against Houston, so I like that matchup there. I also like the Tennessee defense versus Houston. This is really if CJ Stroud is out. If he's not, I'm gonna get absolutely destroyed in this one. But yeah, I'm going with it all the same. Kicker Brandon and McManus versus Baltimore. Again, apparently I am looking at this game. I've got 3 guys in the game, and I hope this is somewhat of a shootout, maybe. That'll be interesting. So I'm only like having to watch 2 games to look at all this stuff. So I think that's a good deal for me. And Chip is back. We're ready to close this out.
All right, y'all, that's our weekly podcast. What else?
Line.
Thank you everyone for joining us.
Thank you everybody for joining us. That's our weekly podcast. There you go.
You're just trying to drive me up a wall, aren't you?
No, not really. No.
Oh my gosh. All right, next week we're probably talking week 15, week 16. You know, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen. He already said that's the weekly pod. Do you have a message for the people?
Don't forget, y'all. Spread love and choose happiness.
Give them hell.